Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, delivered a warning to business and political leaders gathered last week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Through a translator, he told an audience of global elites, "The Western world is in danger," and he didn't mean from climate change. He explained that those whose responsibility it is to defend the values of the West are co-opted by a vision of the world that inexorably leads to socialism and thereby to poverty. He said free markets and entrepreneurs, not the state, are the benefactors of societies. This was a courageous message delivered at an annual meeting where global planners favor top-down variants of socialism. But President Milei insists that socialism, wherever it's tried, is impoverishing. He pointed to the path his country has taken. Argentina's economy fell from among the world's largest at the beginning of the 20th century to one of the world's worst, largely due to its embrace of socialism. We're here to tell you that collectivist experiments are never the solution to the problems that afflict the citizens of the world. Rather, they are the root cause. President Milei accepted his 11-point victory as a mandate to overhaul Argentina's economy, including its 211% inflation that has devastated citizens' purchasing power. This was Javier Milei's first trip overseas since taking office last month. He said he came to invite the rest of the countries of the Western world to get back on the path of prosperity. He blasted radical feminism, which he says is ridiculous and anti-natural, and stated that once communism failed, climate alarmism became the tool global socialists use for control. He decried their advocacy of population control mechanisms and the bloody abortion agenda. Though he lives a libertine lifestyle and calls himself a radical libertarian, he insists life begins at conception and abortion is murder. President Milei must administer shock therapy in Argentina. It will hurt. Let's watch it work. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.